We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're in the ninth chapter of Brachot. The Mishnah discussed that when we see a place where a miracle happened on behalf of the Jewish people, we make a special blessing. And we quoted a brisa that enumerated different areas or different landmarks that indicate a miracle that happened on behalf of the Jewish people. And now the Talmud is exploring one by one. And we're in the middle of that exploration. So the next one that was enumerated, the next landmark that you can see as a sign of a miracle that happened to the Jewish people that one would make a blessing on, blessed is Hashem who did miracles to our forefathers in this place, that is Evan Sheyashav Aleha Moshe, last week's parsha. The stone that Moshe sat upon, Dichtiv, as the verse says, Videi Moshe Kvedin, Moshe's hands were heavy, Vayikhu Evan Vayisimu Tachta Vayeshev Aleha. They took a stone and he sat on it. So that's an interesting point because what's the miracle that happened here? It says, Amalek attacked, we went to war. Moshe went to the hilltop to pray, and every time he lifted his hands, the Jews would win. He'd put down his hands, the Jews would lose. So the Talmud, the Mishnah asks, Moshe's hands up in heaven are doing the war? It's a question of whether the Jews focused their hearts towards heaven and they were victorious. And when they didn't, they were not victorious. And yet the Pasuk says Moshe had to raise his hands. And when he'd raise his hands in prayer, we were victorious. So that is unnatural.
How long did the war take?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it took all day. It's unnatural. It is miraculous that a man standing on a hilltop in prayer, when he lifts his hands, we are victorious. And so that stone which he sat upon, it seems, was identifiable. The Jewish people at this point still had a tradition where that stone is located. And if you would go to that stone, if you'd visit that place, then you would make a blessing thanking Hashem for the miracle he did on behalf of the Jewish people. One could argue, was the miracle up there on the hilltop? Wasn't the miracle down at the war front? So perhaps both are true. Perhaps if we knew an exact location of the battle, we can make a blessing there too. Or perhaps the miracle is considered as primarily happening over there. There is a medrash that says that Moshe's hands in heaven were, so to speak, around the neck of the angel representing Amalek. Every nation has their angel. And Moshe's hands up there weren't just up there. They were really doing something in heaven. They were fighting the heavenly representative of Amalek. But the Gemara doesn't spell all of that out, so we're left to ponder which route the Gemara meant. The next thing the Gemara says is something which isn't the miracle that happened on our behalf, but rather a miracle that happened, and we make a blessing over the miracle that occurred there, and then there's a discussion of what blessing we make. A little bit later, the Gemara is going to discuss. This is going off to a new point. A miracle happened, but it's not a miracle on behalf of the Jewish people. And that is Ishto Shel Lot. If you see Lot's wife, you can make a blessing. Dichtiv, as the verse says, Vatabet Ishto Ma'acharav. Lot's wife, as they were fleeing from Sodom and Amorah, they were being overturned, she turned around. Vatein Etziv Melach, she turned into a pillar of salt. The angel had warned them, don't look back, don't look at the city and its destruction. She turned back and took a peek, and when she took a peek, her punishment was that she turned into a pillar of salt. That's a miracle. You see her, you make a blessing. What blessing? We'll see as we continue. Chomat Yericho shenivla b'mkoma. The next is a miracle that did save the Jewish people, and that is the wall of Jericho that was swallowed. We have a tradition that the wall of Jericho was as tall as it was wide. So if you wanted to overcome Jericho, you couldn't even knock over the wall, because if you'd knock it over, you still had the wall standing. Meaning on its side, the wall was as high as it was standing. So it was a tremendous fortification. And the verse says that they blew their trumpets and the wall fell. So it says, the wall fell on its place. What does it mean it fell on its place? As it fall right straight down. He can't fall straight down. That's called standing when it's every block is on top of the other. So we have a tradition that what the verse means when it says the wall fell in its place, that it was swallowed into the ground. God made a miracle on the seventh day after they were surrounding it 7 days, blowing their shofarot. On the seventh day, the wall was swallowed into the ground. So if you would go and visit Jericho and see that wool swallowed in the ground, you can make a blessing thanking Hashem for the miracle he did on behalf of the Jewish people in that place. So now the Gemara questions, Bishna Makulu, I understand with regard to all the other miracles, why we make a blessing. I understand all Kulu Nisa, all the miracles. But what happened to Lot's wife, that's a terrible thing. What blessing are you making over seeing her? Frozen pillar of salt. Answers the Gemara, you're right. You make a blessing. Blessed is Hashem whose judgment is fair. That he punished her fairly. You see, someone who was punished in such a miraculous way, the blessing you make over that is like one who lost a relative. Baruch Dayan Emet. Blessed is the judge who is fair, who is truthful. So the Gemara says, wait, but that doesn't fit. The Mishnah says we're enumerating words of praise, of thanks. So the Gemara quotes another braisa. You're right. Tani alot valishtom evachim shtayim. We have a braisa that says you make two blessings over Lot and his wife. Alishto, you see his wife standing frozen, so you make a blessing. Omer baruch dayan emet. Blessed is the one who judged fairly. And valot, and then once you mention his wife, so you also remember the fact that Lot escaped. And you say, Omer baruch zocher tzadikim. Blessed is Hashem who remembers the righteous. He judged Lot's wife fairly, and that's why she was frozen into a pillar of salt. And he remembered his tzaddikim Avram, that Avram shouldn't be pained when his nephew Lot is killed in the destruction of Sodom, and that's why Hashem saved Lot. So we make both blessings. So that's the praise we make when we see Lot's wife as a pillar of salt.
Can we say that at the Dead Sea today?
I don't think so. It seems you have to be at a specific location, not a general location. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, and we know Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the chief rabbi of Israel, the compiler of the Jerusalem Talmud, the brother-in-law of Reish Lakish, a beautiful person. He lost all 10 children. Afilu b'sha'at ka'aso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher tzadikim. Even at the time of God's wrath, he remembers the righteous. Dichtiv, as the verse says, Vayhi b'shachet Elokim t'arei ha'kikar v'yizkor Elokim t'Avraham. As God was destroying the cities of the valley, God remembered Avram and saved his nephew's Lot. V'chomat Yericho nivla'a, was the wall of Jericho really swallowed? V'hanafla, it fell. What do you mean it was swallowed? D'chtiv v'tipol ha'chomat tachtea. The verse says it fell under its place. Answers the Gemara, kevan deputya v'ruma ki'adati ninu, because its height and width are equal. That's why it was necessary to have this miracle, as we explained, that it was swallowed in place. Okay, next Gemara. We're up to Pei Beis Amid Beis in the standard editions. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We have a quote from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Arba'a tzichin leodot. Four people who have been in a dangerous situation have to give thanks. And today we make a blessing of Hagomel. In the times of the temple, they would bring a sacrifice, a korban toda. The Eluhain. The following are the four that have to give thanks. Yoridei Hayam, those who descend to the sea, those who go out to sea. Veolchei Midbarot, those who traverse the desert. Umi she'ach chole v'nitrapa, and he who was ill and got healed. Umi she'ach chavush bevet ha'asurim v'yatza. And a person who was in captivity, he was in jail, and he got out. And then the Talmud quotes Psukim. There's a chapter in Tehillim that King David discusses the people who give thanks. And in that chapter, he enumerates these four. So now we're just going to quote those verses in the chapter. Yodei Yam Minalan, how do we know the people who descended to sea? Dichtiv, as the verse says, Yodei Yam Boniot, those who go down to the sea, they're thrown to and fro as the sea throws its waves at them. Hem aru maasei Hashem, they see the actions of God. And Vayomer Vayamed Ruach Sara, Yalu Shamayim Yordu Teumot, the verse describes how God makes great winds at sea. They're thrown to the heavens, they're thrown to the depths. Yachugu V'yanu Kashiko, they're thrown to and fro like a drunkard. Vayitzaku L'Hashem Batzar Lehem U'mtzukot Ehem Yotziyem. They yell to God in their dire circumstance, and God saves them. Vayismichu Ki Yishtoku, and then they rejoice when the sea calms down. Yodu L'Hashem Chasdo, they give thanks to Hashem over His kindness. So the verse describes those who went to sea, they have to give thanks. How do we know those who go in the desert have to give thanks? As the verse says, Tov amidbar, they err, they're traveling around the desert, they're lost. Revim gam tzmeim, they're hungry, they're thirsty. Vayitzaku l'Hashem, they call out to Hashem, Ve'adrichem ederech yishara, God guides them in a straight path. Yodu l'Hashem chasto, they give thanks to Hashem over His kindness. Mishayach olevin itrapa minalan, how do you know someone who got sick and got healed? Because the pasuk says, Avilim iderech pisham, kolochel tetev nafsham. People who are suffering basically because of their sins, and then they reach a point where they, all food is disgusting to them. Vayizaku l'Hashem, they call out to Hashem. Yishach tvoro v'yilpeim. God sends His word, He heals them, Yodul Hashem Chasto, they give thanks to Hashem over His kindness. Umi Sheyach Chavush Bebeta Surim, and the fourth one is he who was in jail, Ve'atza, and he went out, Minalan, how do we know, Dechtiv, as it says, Yoshvei Choshech B'Tzalmavet, those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death, Kimru Im Rekel, they rebelled against the word of Hashem, that's why they ended up that way, Ve'achna Ba'ama Libam, God subdued their heart this way. Vayizaku l'Hashem, they call out to Hashem. Yotziyem mechoshech v'tzalmavet, and He took them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Yodu l'Hashem chasto, they give thanks to Hashem over His kindness. May mevarech. Okay, so these four people, Rashi Tevos Chayim, yeah, Chayim Chole Yam Yisurim, which is suffering a illness. And midbar, yeah.
What about?
Sorry, no. The other yud is chole, yam, yeah.
What about coming back from? What about someone coming back from war and someone getting seriously injured in a car accident?
Let's finish the Gemara next time. Remind me. We'll go into those halachot. What blessing does he make? Amar v'Yuda, he makes the blessing, Baruch Hu Melech Hayavim Tovot Shegmalani Kol Tov. Blessed is the one who does good things to those that are really not worthy. We call ourselves Chayavim. We're not worthy of it, and he does kindness. Amar Abaye Tzrich Lodui Kameh Asara. Abaye says, and this is what we say in Halacha, he should give thanks in front of 10 people. Dichtiv, as the verse says, V'romimu B'kalam. They praise him in the masses, King David says. Mazutra Amar, Marzutra says, V'tren minal Rabbanan. Two of them should be rabbis. Dichtivu Moshav Yitzim Zekinim Yalelu. The verse says, they do it in the presence of the elders. Matkip la Ravashi Ve'ima Kulu Rabbanan. Ravashi says, how do you know? Maybe the verse means all 10 should be rabbis. The Gemara answers, Miktiv Bighal Zekinim Bikal Amktiv. No, because the verse says he praises them among the masses, that's an indication that the majority of them are common folk. Two of them should be rabbis. Ve'ima basara sharama v'trein rabbanan. The Talmud says maybe you need 10 common folk plus two rabbis. How do you know two of the 10 could be rabbis? Kasha. The Gemara says that's really a good question, and it's a question in halacha how we rule. Do you need 12 people or do you need 10 and two of them should be rabbi? Do you need 10 plus two rabbis or 10 and two of them are rabbis? And that's why we do it in shul. We assume you have 10 common folk and you have among them, you have two somewhat learned people. So that's how we do it. That's how the custom goes. But technically, if a person is doing a siyum and he has a lot of people present, he could also make a gomel. We just do it in shul because that's a better way to ensure that we fulfill all the halachot. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.